All right, so you ready for some serious film festival action this fall?
Oh, absolutely. Bring it on.
You weren't kidding with this stack of reviews. This lineup is wild. We've got everything from quirky comedies to like full-on psychological thrillers.
What's fascinating to me is how these films, even across different genres, they all seem to be grappling with these really fundamental human experiences.
Right, it's like they're all asking these big questions about identity, family, technology, history, even.
Exactly. Like filmmakers are really trying to make sense of things this year.
And where better to start making sense of things than with a good coming-of-age story?
Always a good place to start.
My old ass.
Yeah.
This one sounds like imagine a quirky indie comedy slammed into an existential crisis.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
And just to spice things up, it's all set on a cranberry farm in Canada.
Cranberry farm, huh? Not your typical backdrop. I like it.
The review mentions something about a mushroom trip and advice from her future self. It's kind of giving me Back to the Future vibes, but with a self-discovery twist.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. That use of time travel, it lets Elliot, the main character, really confront those anxieties head on, those what ifs we all have about the future, you
Who
know.
hasn't wondered what their future self would say, right?
Exactly. Okay, but for a totally different take on growing up, we've got Dee Dee. Takes us back to 2008, early social media days.
Oh man, flip phones and MySpace brings back memories.
Right. But the story, it still feels relevant, don't you think?
Oh, totally.
This Taiwanese American teenager, Chris, trying to figure out where he fits in between these two cultures, that feeling of not belonging, especially with social media, adding to the pressure to fit in.
Trying to figure out who you are, where you belong? Yeah, some things never change, huh? Even if the tech does.
No, they don't. Okay, ready for something a little more intense.
Hit me.
Sleep. Korean psychological thriller. A young couple, new baby, and some seriously creepy sleepwalking.
Okay, yeah. I'm already feeling anxious and I haven't even seen it yet.
The director, he uses their apartment almost like it's another character, this really claustrophobic setting that just draws you into the nightmare.
So it's like you're trapped right there with them.
Exactly. And then there's this one scene, darkly funny actually, with a PowerPoint presentation.
Hold on. PowerPoint. In a psychological thriller.
Yeah, you read that right.
Okay, now I have to see this. Talk about a plot twist I did not see coming. PowerPoint thriller night, anyone?
Right, like who knew spreadsheets could be so suspenseful?
Only in the world of film festivals, I guess.
Speaking of unexpected, but this time inspiring, there's Kneecap. It's a biopic about this Belfast hip hop group.
Okay, I read about this one. They rap in Irish, right?
Yeah. It's amazing. They're like reclaiming their cultural heritage through music.
And challenging the status quo at the same time. I mean, the authorities see them as troublemakers, and then you've got the traditionalists who think they're being disrespectful to the language.
Exactly. They're caught in the middle, but they're making their voices heard, and they're getting people talking about the Irish language again, which is incredible.
It's like they're sparking this whole cultural revival, which is pretty powerful stuff.
It really is. And it shows how art can be a force for change in unexpected ways, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And speaking of art that pushes boundaries, we have to talk about The Wild Robot. This animated film sounds like it goes way deeper than your average kids' movie.
Way deeper. The visuals alone. One reviewer described it as a Monet painting in a Miyazaki forest.
Wow, that's quite the visual experience.
Right. And then you've got Lupita Nyong'o voicing Roz, the robot.
Okay, now that's casting genius.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
And it plays into this whole idea of what it means to be human, even if you're a robot who's crash-landed on a deserted island.
It's like a story about finding connection in the most unexpected places.
Exactly.
Okay, but switching gears here to a film that tackles some really heavy subject matter, Sugarcane. This documentary explores the legacy of Canada's residential schools, which is a really dark chapter in history.
It is, and it's a film that everyone should see, even though it's tough to watch.
It's about giving a voice to the survivors, right?
Yes, and highlighting the strength and resilience they've shown in the face of unimaginable trauma.
The review mentioned the Catholic Church's role in running these schools and their recent apology. It sounds like there are some mixed feelings about it.
Definitely. For some survivors, the apology is a step towards healing. For others, it's not enough. They want to see real action, accountability, you know?
It's like, how do you even begin to apologize for something like that, you know?
Right, where do you even start? And the film, it really captures that complexity, those mixed emotions.
It's a powerful reminder that history isn't just in the past, it leaves its mark.
Absolutely. And sugarcane, it's like a call to action, don't you think?
To do better, to be better.
Yeah, to really listen to those who are harmed and understand what true reconciliation looks like.
It's not just about saying sorry. It's about taking action, making things right. Wow, we've covered some heavy stuff today.
I have.
But also some really inspiring stuff, too. I mean, from time travel on cranberry farms to hip-hop revolutions and robots discovering love, this film festival is going to be epic.
It's going to be amazing. I'm so
Ugh.
excited to see how these films resonate with audiences.
Me too. So many unique perspectives, so many important stories being told.
It's a good reminder of why we love film in the first place, isn't it?
It really is. It's like a window into other worlds, other ways of seeing things.
And a mirror reflecting our own humanity back at us, even in the most unexpected ways.
Beautifully said. Well, I don't know about you, but I am adding every single one of these films to my must-see list.
Me too.
Yeah.
My watch list is officially overflowing.
And you know what? I think our listeners are going to be right there with us, ready to dive into these thought-provoking, conversation-starting films.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because that's what film does best, isn't it? It makes us think, it makes us feel, it makes us connect.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Until next time, happy watching, everyone.